Okay. For the recorders, we are going to be looking at Chapter 11, Creating Websites in Visual Basic. And we're starting out with Tutorial 11.1. If you have an older version of Visual Basic, you used to, and you've got the free one, you had to download both the developer separate from the regular Visual Basic. But now, in the Community Edition, you get them both. Okay, so you're going into File, New Website. Okay, so you're going into File, New Website. And that is apparently decided it doesn't want to be on. Okay. It went off. I didn't even know it did go off, but it did. Hopefully it's come on now. Ah, come on. There it is. Okay. So you're going to do File, New Website, as opposed to File, New Project. You're doing File, New Website. Select New Website from the File menu, shows the new website. Make sure ASP.NET Empty Website is selected. So this is the one that you need. Okay, and that's why I said I gave you the tutorial, because you want to follow along on these. And it also, I don't know why it's coming up with C#, but it needs to be set to Visual Basic. I haven't seen it come up with C# before. Okay, so you're going to set it to Visual Basic and be looking at ASP.NET Empty Website. Okay. And then you can choose down below, just like you do in other things, where you want to put these. I'm going to call it, I'm going to browse. And I'm going to go to my E drive, I think. And VB 2015, and and then I'm going to call this firstweb.. You know, that's terrible. I'm not sure what dot it's putting on it. I called it firstweb and said okay. Now let's see what I've got. Okay, so there's First Web, and it's out on my E drive. Okay, so then you go down to step 3. Now you will add the default ASPX web from file to the project. Click on Website on the menu and select Add New Item. So you're clicking on Website and selecting Add New Item. And you are going to pick web form. And the thing you want to notice is that you are having an extension there of ASPX, default ASPX, okay? And you want to make sure that the place code in the separate file is checked. And you want to make sure that select master page is not checked. And then you want to click the add button. Okay, and there's default ASPX coming up. Okay. Now, notice down at the bottom, you have design, you have split, and you have source. Okay, so design shows you the design of the form. Split tries to show you both. And source shows you the code. Okay? And this code that it's running is ASPX. Or ASP, it's a version of ASP. But it's ASPX. And you'll notice that it has certain things like the run at server that it puts in when it's coding in ASPX. When I first learned ASP, I actually learned to code it from scratch. And you can code it from scratch. But this one is basically showing you how to do it with the, a generator. Okay? So I go into this, and if you click on design, hello, it gives you basically where you can start designing it, and notice it's got body there that is going to design the body of a page, because this is all involved in HTML. And if you go back to source, you can see that it's got HTML within the Visual Basic that's being written, is being written in HTML. Okay? Now the next thing to do is, and I'm trying to find out what page that's on. Next you can, okay. We want to add a toolbox. Toolbars down at the bottom on step 6. And I may have just skipped something, but anyway, we'll look back. It says click inside the light blue box that appears in the design view and then select toolbars from the view menu. Okay, so if I go back over to design and I click on this and I go to the view menu and I select toolbars. Okay, where are toolbars? Anybody found toolbars? Pardon me?
Next to full screen. It's right underneath the other windows.
Okay, why am I not seeing it?
Near the bottom.
Near the bottom. Yeah. Other windows?
Right underneath it.
Right underneath.
Okay. Toolbars, yeah. There we go. And you want formatting. And actually, formatting was already checked, but I'm not seeing it. I just unchecked it. That would do it. View, toolbars, and I want formatting. Okay, they put it over on the side, that's why. How do you do that? Anybody know how I get it down to the bottom as opposed to having it over on the side? Because this is a new toolbar. When I didn't have formatting, that wasn't there. When I do it at home, it comes in as another row, which I kind of like better. But I'm not clear on how you go about doing that and explaining you want it down there. But anyway, okay, that gives you the toolbox. Okay, so it says here basically one of the things they had you do in the document, and I think that's up in number 5, so I'm jumping around too much, is they had you put in a title. And they call the title Click Application. Okay, so they had you doing a title there. And I don't think I skipped anything else. Now, over here, you have a series of things like headers, paragraphs, and all that good stuff. So if you click on this thing that says none, you get all of the HTML kinds of things that you can do, a heading one, heading two, heading three, ordered list, unordered list, defined list. They give you a lot of HTML kinds of things that you can do.
I'm sorry, really quick. Mine's not highlighted. It's not lit up. I can't do anything.
If you go inside and click, it usually gets highlighted. Did it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a pain, that you have to be inside the box there and kind of get it to click if you want to have certain things come up. Okay, so then what did they say? Click the mouse inside the box labeled H1 on the web form and type My Click application. Okay, so what I want here is an H1. So if I come over here to none and click on H1, it now changes to H1. And you have to click inside the box before it does it. And you write My Click application. Okay, so I've now got a header in there, and it's an H1. Okay. Then double-click the button control icon in the toolbox to create a button. Okay, so I'm going to have my toolbox is like the toolbox that I've used before. And I'm going to bring in a button, which is up there, but if I want it, I can drag it down. And in their picture, I believe they show it dragged down. Okay, click the mouse just to the right of the button and press enter to move to the next line, and that's what I did. Insert a label control in the next line. Actually, I think I was supposed to label button, aren't I? Yes, I'm supposed to make the text property, I'm supposed to call it button click, and make the text property say click here. So on button one, I'm supposed to call it button click. And they said to make it say click here. So I go down to the text property and I put click here in. Okay, so there's my button. And now they say after that, that's at the bottom. The next thing is, click the mouse just to the right of the button and press enter to move it. Insert a label control on the next line. Okay, so I'm putting it and moving down, and I'm putting in a label. So I'm going to go get label. I think I put it in there, yeah. Okay, so there's label, and they tell me to call that label message. Okay, and to get rid of the words, I think they say. And call that label message. Okay. Okay, so now you want to, just like you're in Visual Basic, double-click on the click here, and it brings up code that it is generating for the button click event. And what they tell you to do in there is to write label message dot text equals thank you for clicking the button. Okay, so I've got my message saying thank you for clicking the button. Then I want to do a file, save all. And I can go back to the picture. And it says at the step 11, Control F5 to run it. So I hit Control and I hit F5 and it executes at some point. It brought up Explorer to do it. And sooner or later, notice it's saying localhost, okay? So it's using what you can set up as a localhost locally, which is your, basically on your machine. I've set up a localhost. And I am running this. And so there it is. And if I click on the click here, it says thank you for clicking the button. Okay. So basically, you've created a web page. Now, we haven't put it out on the server, so it's not running out of the server. But, and it is running on localhost, so it's running locally on your machine. Okay. So, the category, again, this is called ASP, or this version is ASPX, and this is the version that Microsoft developed to basically develop web pages within, and you can use it within any of the Microsoft Studio things. So you can use it in C Sharp and C and all the rest of it. And it creates the ASP, okay? So there it is, and you've got the application, and if you do a save all, then you have saved that application. Okay, so I've saved that application, and I've got my first web page. If you go over to Tutorial 1-2, they are doing a student picnic. And I opened, okay, if I have out here, I believe I've got picnic, there it is. So there is the picnic one. And you can see when it adds, I added in text boxes and everything. And it says ask text box ID, run at the server, close ask text box. It generates that code for you. Okay, so we've now got, as I said, a code generator that's generating the code for you. Okay. So if I run this one, Control F5, it comes up and asks for first name, and I say Ann Smith. I am a vegetarian. Confirm. Thank you. You will receive a vegetarian, except I can't spell meal. Okay. So this is the result of that second tutorial. So take a few minutes and go and do that. And if you go to design, you can see how I set up the design. You know, I've got labels, I've got text boxes, I've got a checkbox, and I've got a button and a message area.